This is Batman. Comic Timing is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. It's what it does, because I'm Batman.
Hey there, folks. My name is Ian Levitstein, and welcome to episode 33 of Comic Timing. This is indeed the New York Comic Con wrap-up, and we are here on day three of New York Comic Con. We have interviews from day one and day two that were conducted from a couple of your favorite creators, hopefully, and hopefully some guys you haven't heard of before that you'll be interested in. And I am joined in person by Raf Suhu, who is actually on his own microphone. So, Raf, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, things are good. I'm incredibly tired, but this has been the most exhilarating 3 days of my life.
That is certainly how I feel. I kind of know what you're talking about there, buddy.
Oh, man, my feet hurt.
Yeah, to say the least. Now, we've been here all 3 days here at Podcast Arena, and we've also been trolling the floors, getting a couple of things. What was your swag for the week, man?
I have a lot of signatures from Ethan Van Sciver, Gail Simone, Talent Caldwell. I have a bunch of trades. I have a lot of just little things here and there that I picked up. But also I have to thank Juan Whitehall, who's not heel.
Yeah.
He's not here.
He's also not heel.
Yeah, he's not heel. But he's not here, and he got me a lot of exclusive interviews for Geeks Unite with a bunch of artists, so I really have to thank him.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and actually expect to hear Whitehall on the show hopefully sometime in the next couple of weeks, because obviously he is a awesome dude in real life. He's a really funny guy, too, from what I found so far, so definitely want to have him on. And hey, anybody who helps Raf out is a good person, so it's all good there. How were the panels?
I only managed to get to two panels, and that was Marvel The Initiative and DC Nation. The rest of the time, it was just so busy, I couldn't even get anywhere near the panel areas.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed DC Nation, hands down, the best panel I was to all two of them. Out of the two of them, it was the best one. The Marvel one was okay. There wasn't as much energy, though. DC Nation had a wonderful energy. The guy who asked the first question was terrific. He asked about if Superman was crying because Jimmy Olsen was dead and or going to die. But
I think I know that guy. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, no, he's a friend of mine. He hosts a podcast, Geeks Unite. You
oh,
guys
really?
Might heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. GeeksUnite.libsyn.com, right?
Yes, exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really like that podcast too much.
Oh, really?
No, it's not really my thing.
It's a little overrated, I think, personally.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I got to go to plenty of panels myself. I ended up at the Cup of Joe panel, which I realized was kind of a bit not what I was looking for. And I have a wrap-up, actually, that will probably be played on this episode that gets a little more in-depth on that. Also ended up at the Marvel panel with you and the DC panel. I got to make it to a lot of panels myself. I ended up at the Cup of Joe panel, which was a bit less than I was hoping for. Just a whole bunch of fanboys asking questions, really. I was hoping for more from Quesada himself, but he didn't really reveal much in that whole thing. We have a wrap-up of the Civil War panel that we're going to be playing on the show. Also, I have my opinions in further depth on the Cup of Joe panel and the other panels I've been to. Also ended up at the Prize or No Prize.
Really? And how'd it go?
That went great, except for the fact that I lost.
Oh, that sucks.
I got asked a question, what was the next verse in the Fantastic Four 90s theme song? Then they asked me, what was the next verse in the Hulk 60s theme song's next verse was? I had no idea. I was screwed. I mean, I was not even close to being born yet when that thing was out, so not my cup of tea there. But I ended up with plenty of great sketches. Dave Wachter actually drew me a beautiful Raven sketch.
Very nice.
Which is terrific.
Yeah, I saw it. It was very nice.
I got a Freddie E. Williams sketch of Robin, which was absolutely terrific. Freddie's a great guy. He's going to be on the show later next week. With Raf and Sean for a full con wrap-up. And also might have that Steve Bryan interview coming up eventually, as he'll hopefully make my way over to the booth so we can figure something out. So it's been a very eventful con for me, and I picked up some great stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I got myself Robin Year One.
Cool.
And I got myself Batman New Year 3, and also Iron Man 2020.
Oh.
Which is actually the Aaron Stark story about the evil Iron Man of the future.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I've always wanted to pick it up. It's a Simonson written book, and it looks like it's going to be incredible stuff. So hopefully it is as good as I want it to be. And, yeah, I mean, it's been a great con for me, great experience. What was your favorite moment of the con?
My favorite moment of the con has to be I guess as a general theme, just finally meeting everybody.
Uh-huh.
At all the podcasters,
yeah,
you know, all the CGS forumites, it's been great because I missed out on CGS 300, and Oh, 300. I missed out on CGS 200. I'm not missing out on CGS 300.
No, you're not going to miss 300. I'm going to drag your ass there, man.
Yeah, exactly. 200, I didn't listen to CGS at that point. So I picked up right after then, and I just, all the stories I heard from Ian and everybody else, this has been really rewarding for me.
Yeah, me specifically as well. I mean, I love being able to meet these guys and hopefully spread the word on the podcast a little bit because, well, I started here with about 250 business cards, and I've got about maybe like 50 left.
Oh, very good.
So hopefully things turned out nearly as well as I hope it does, and hopefully guys will be listening to this episode who found out about us here at New York Comic Con. But it's not even just about that. It's the fact that we got to hang out with people that we already knew online in the forums that we hadn't met before in real life. It's the fact that we actually got to hang out with our fellow podcasters. It was a wonderful experience that I would love to have again in 2008 when it's here in April next year. Not February, but April.
Warm weather.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the warm weather.
Much warmer weather in New York. Everybody who lives in New York knows how annoying it can be getting through that crap-ass weather they have here during the winter. So, not nearly as bad as some other places, but oh my God. The wind on Friday night.
Howling winds.
It was dreadful. Absolutely dreadful getting through that. But we made our way there. We had a nice dinner on Friday night at a diner, and we then had a nice meetup as well on Saturday night. Get to spend plenty of time with Sean and Jim. And
that was terrific.
That was great.
Hey, we recorded episode one. That was so funny.
Tweet. And you'll hear that actually on the episode that Sean's going to be on. But, oh, man. And in general, also, I have more time to spend with this guy over here.
Yeah, it's been great, Ian. I've spent a lot of time at your table, at Sean's table. It's been absolutely terrific getting to meet all these guys.
He's lying.
Give me my shirt, Jim. I don't want him to sign it.
Now, see, Sean is actually... Yeah, he's already defaced it. Sean is actually a habitual liar, just to let you guys know. So on a regular basis, oh, my God, yeah. We've got ourselves the Raging Bullets comic book reviews and whatnot shirt autographed by Sean and Jim here for Rap. And
it's great.
Oh, man, it looks like it's great stuff. But let's get some final words here from Sean before we wrap it up here. Sean, how was the con, man?
The con was absolutely incredible. I want to thank both of you. You guys really helped us out of a jam. For those of you who don't know, we got stuck basically in Atlanta where we were supposed to be here. Ian and Raph really jumped in for us. They went to the DC Nation, ordered some stuff for us, and we really appreciate both of your help. You got us out of a major jam. Our whole plan here was to bring the DC news to our listeners, and thank you both for really helping us out. So.
Not a problem, Sean. Anytime.
Well, we're definitely glad to help you on that. And Jim, also thanks for you being here, and thanks for hanging out with us. It was great times, man.
Dude, man, you are my ambassador of Quan.
Oh, man. Always a word of wisdom from Jim Seguin, guys. Always a word of wisdom.
And remember, folks, if you want to drink water, Sean and Jim recommend Evian spring water.
Yes, indeed. Evian spring water for the joy in life. But definitely check them out if you haven't at RagingBullets.com. They're awesome guys. Also, other podcasters that were here, Rick Gordon and the PopCultOnline.com. He's a very, very nice fellow. And got to spend some time with him. He's a really awesome dude.
Yeah, he's really cool.
And we got time with the Bullpen Bulletins guys, obviously David Price and Vince B. You got Comics Cast. Bruce wasn't able to make it here on Sunday, but he was here for Friday. Awesome guy. We got Around Comics that were here, Chris and the gang. We got Comic Geek Speak, Comic News Insider, Joe and Jimmy. They're the guys who put this all together, basically. They made sure that we were going to have a place here in the podcast arena.
Yeah, kudos to them.
Oh, they did a fantastic job. They got the Geek Together going for Saturday night, and great stuff from everybody there. Variant Edition was here, and I believe they filmed an episode at one point, and they're actually filming one now from the looks of things. And Meanwhile was here. Everybody who showed up, Indie Spinner Rack, Comic Geek Speak, everybody who showed up, fantastic people. And it's great getting to meet people and realize just how nice they are in person.
Yeah.
Not just online, not just through words, but just seeing them and meeting them and hanging out with them, you realize just how great they are. So definitely a wonderful experience here. Now, what are you looking forward to from 2008 of New York Comic Con?
I'm looking forward to a few things. Marvel and DC bringing on the goodness, some indies stepping it up. And the one thing I'm looking forward to most is a podcast panel.
Yeah.
And my own table.
Ooh.
I would like a table. And I would like to speak at the podcast panel. That would be very nice.
That would be awesome. For 2008, I'd love to get that. And I'm going to be at San Diego this year. Mm-hmm. So hopefully if there is a podcasting panel there like there was last year, I'll be able to get in on it. But San Diego, I'm going to be there. Baltimore, I'm going to be there. And obviously the anime conventions I go to, Anime Boston, Anime Next, and possibly even Otakon. 2008 looks like it's going to be nice and bright as well. So
even better. I hope it's even better.
No problem.
That'd be terrific.
No problems with that, definitely. So what we're going to have for you after we wrap up here are the interviews that were conducted with everybody. And also, Raph and I have a wrap-up of the Civil War panel that we did. And there's also my wrap-up of some of the panels from day two. So that's what's going on here, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So this is probably going to be the last you hear from me unless I decide to do it actually from my own room for a quick more wrap-up.
That small room.
Exactly, the small-ass room. Now that he's seen it, he knows that I am not lying about that. So, Oh yes. My God.
If you have extra room, if you have extra closet, please give it to Ian.
An extra closet, man. I live in a closet in the first place. So. A walk-in closet would be a step up for me.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Oh, it's beautiful. But yeah, so yet again here, New York Comic Con 2007. Absolutely terrific time for everybody involved. So thank you for everybody who actually got to meet us here. And thank you for making this possible by listening in week after week. We enjoy the participation on the forums, so keep that up, and we enjoy you sticking with us through through more than 30 episodes as I lose my voice. But
I know what you mean.
From 2007's New York Comic Con, I'm Ian Levenstein.
And I'm Raph.
Signing off, and enjoy the interviews, guys.
Very nice. Thank you.
at New York Comic Con with feedback for Who Wants to Be a Superhero. Feedback, nice to finally meet you.
Thanks so much for having me here.
So, same question I asked about Mama. What's life like now that you're a real-life superhero?
Well, I have to deal with my wife a lot more now that I'm out of the lair. And, you know, she makes sure to ride me and doing all of my chores and my husbandly duties. So, life's a little bit back to normal.
How's the filming of the movie been going?
The filming of the movie is completed, and actually it's in post-production, and you'll be able to see it on the Sci-Fi Channel later on this year in 2007.
Terrific. And the production of the comic?
The comic is supposedly going to be released on July 4th of this year, and that may coincide with the airing of Season 2, so be sure to stay tuned for that and enjoy Season 2 and all the new heroes.
Do you still follow comics at all today?
I do, as often as I can. My schedule keeps me pretty busy. I'm a software engineer, so there's a lot of work involved. But my friend Nitro G always helps me out with which comics I should be reading, and Civil War is one that he's definitely recommended that I check out.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, because I enjoy it as well, so similar taste.
Yeah, absolutely. Although Spider-Man revealing his secret identity is something that it was a tough choice, but I understand that kind of issue, and his ability to deal with it is one thing that, again, makes him a hero that I look up to.
Sure, Stan might have had some issues with that, but who knows?
You know, I don't think Stan was aware of it, but, you know, when it happened, then I think he was surprised as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Feedback from Who Wants to Be a Superhero, movie coming soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much, and everybody, believe in yourself, and you'll go farther than you ever imagined.
I'm Thank you. I'm
For 2007, New York Comic Con worked out awesome for us. This is, so far, my crowning achievement of 2007. Being here, hanging out with everybody, having a great time, and I couldn't ask for more, really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thanks to everybody involved with New York Comic Con. Phoenix for setting us up and getting us more than enough stuff to help us out. These press passes helped me out greatly, saved my wallet some money so I'll be able to buy some stuff, yeehaw. And also got to meet George Perez for a while. And got his autograph and got to shake his hand and all that. Wonderful, wonderful time here. And one final thought here. Brent, you're in our minds.
Yes, definitely.
You're definitely in our minds. So, once again, the email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out those forums over at cgspodcast.com/forum. Graciously hosted by the Comic Geeks Beat Guys. We're a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com. And Rath can finish us up since he's lip-syncing it.
I'm practicing. I'm getting ready to do a Geeks Unite.
Exactly. Dig us on dig.com and send us your iTunes reviews on iTunes. Greatly appreciated. And that's all here from 2007's New York Comic Con. And enjoy the full wrap-up later on this week with Rap, Sean, and Freddie E. Williams.
We'll be drunk.
Oh, no, we not. You almost made me say exactly to that. That's terrific. And as always, there's always time for comics.
Why can't Hoffman?
How did he talk to the animals? He talked to him using the either one regular talking to telepathy. He didn't go when he's talking to the freaking dolphins. He talked to them and they understood him and vice versa. You don't do twiddly deedly dee, beep beep, or whatever way you want to say it if you're this big, powerful thing that likes to bash people's head in with the damn mace.
So you're okay with people talking to fish?
If they talk normally to the fish, yes. Or even maybe do the little squiggly lines around the words so it shows that it's a different type of communication. I don't want to see you. It's the method that with the communication was done.
What comics have you read with people with squiggly lines around talking to fish?
The Aquaman stuff. They did that with the that one Aquaman we read. I can't think of which one it was. Yeah. It was Time and Tide. They showed his squiggly lines, and then when the animals were, the fish and the sharks were talking to him, they also did the same thing.
Well, maybe when they're having a conversation.
So you would be okay with Hawkman saying tweet, tweet to a bird who had squiggly lines around it?
No. No, no tweet, tweet, tweet at all. He could have said, hey, buddy.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask this then. What about tweedly deedly dee?
That's another no.
And this is not even one full beer into the night, folks. One full beer has not even been finished.
Raging Flips One Revisited, folks.
You heard it here first.
Wait, we don't need a beer for this.
Oh, God, I hope this came out.
My life is complete.
How is that on any level better?
How is that? Because she's a chick, and I think I could actually handle that a little bit better than this powerful, you know, Hawkman doing it.
So you're saying that chicks can relate to birds because they're chicks?
It's not about, I don't have a problem with him relating to the animals. It's the method that they showed him relating to. I don't want to see this, you know, powerful superhero say tweet, tweet, tweet.
And just as a disclaimer here, Jim is an expert on animal husbandry, so.
Oh, man. The line of the freaking convention has just been spoken.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I didn't know you took those courses in college, man.
This is where, oh my god, Raging Bullets at its best.
There's no comeback to that. I'm done.
Jim, expert at animal husbandry, sensei of the whatnot segulet.
Okay, I know what that name is.
Oh my god. Oh, it's beautiful.
I don't know how this guy stops.